midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and an association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Thursday to you. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Not too much going on. Maybe a little bit of history-making news. Randy Lerner today agreeing to sell a majority stake in the Browns to Jimmy Haslam. Get to know that name. He is the CEO of Tennessee-based Pilot Flying J Corporation, along with his family. And this sale, of course, is subject to review by the National Football League, and a vote of the league's owners will take place at a later date. But the agreement of purchase has been completed. Terms all worked out, and we will meet Jimmy Haslam tomorrow here in Berea. He will be here for a news conference tomorrow, and it would be very interesting, I think, to see how this all unfolds where we get to know the man who, for years now, we've known the Lerner family owned this team. The Modell family before that, you go back to Paul Brown. It's interesting because there haven't been a lot of ownership handoffs of the Cleveland Browns franchise. So this is a big deal. And I think it's going to be very, we use the word interesting, but also exciting to see what a different perspective will mean to this football team, and a different point of view of someone who's already in the NFL. Has been in the NFL as a minority shareholder of the Pittsburgh Steelers, minority owner, I should say, of the Pittsburgh Steelers, but he will immediately separate himself from all the matters that relate to the Steelers. For those of you, just before that question comes up, he's going to have no authority to vote on any issue for the Steelers. He's not going to be, involved with knowing any of the intimate information of that club that he once had as a minority owner of that team. He is 100% Browns, and you've heard the comments. A lot of people have talked about, okay, what about the 1,000% Steeler fan talk? I'm sure this is 2,000% Browns fan now when you consider that this is a majority ownership of the team. And look, this team, this league is about people changing clubs who've worked previously in this building from Miami and other places, Philadelphia and whatever. You know, you have great loyalty with where you work, but when you work for somebody else and you have the new club and you're part of the new colors and icon of a club, the logo, that's the one you are rooting for. And that's the one, I am sure, and I'm not going to speak for Mr. Haslam, but you'll hear from him tomorrow. And I know that question will come up, I'm sure, regarding his Steeler loyalty when he was there. There's a lot of Browns loyalty. There's 1,000% plus, as I said, maybe 2,000% Browns loyalty from this man. And again, looking forward to meeting him, having him on this very show tomorrow as well. So we are excited about all of that. Excited about this show. We got a lot for you as well. We are going to hear from Hanford Dixon, the top dog, will be in studio with us, as well as the two members of the Sirius XM NFL radio broadcast team. They're two of the best, Tim Ryan, Pat Kerwin. A lot of fun. These guys are, they're knuckleheads, but they're also extremely bright football men. Tim Ryan, a former player, defensive lineman in Chicago. Pat Kerwin, a former personnel executive with the Jets, with the Buccaneers. Very astute, insightful guys who have been to a lot of Browns camps. And this is another one, and you're going to hear about this, hear their perspectives on this one. And we're going to take a closer look at the receiver position of the Browns as we continue our series of spotlight on positions. And Mike Wilson, the receivers coach for the Browns, joins us, as well as Muhammad Masakwa. You'll hear from him. You'll hear from Greg Little. You'll hear from Josh Cooper on top of that. So we get this thing rolling in a couple of minutes, a conversation with Hanford Dixon and a little bit of Sam Cooke. is underneath this outro from courtesy of our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month or get 0% for 60 months plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hey fans, did you know that hundreds of common medications can cause a serious side effect called dry mouth? It's not only annoying. If left untreated, dry mouth can cause serious oral complications. While you can always ask the trusted pharmacist at Discount Drug Mart about dealing with drug side effects, the easy answer to relieving dry mouth symptoms is to add Oasis Moisturizing Mouthwash to your daily routine. And for on-the-go dry mouth symptom relief, don't forget to check out Oasis Moisturizing Mouth Spray, the portable dry mouth solution that fits right in your pocket or purse. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. This year, people are celebrating the Ford Summer Sales event with burgers and new friends and me.
Ford Fusion is very spacious and comfy.
It looks fantastic.
Oh my gosh, love the Fiesta. This is fun.
Good-looking car.
Like, for real, car. This is what you take to the club.
It's like a sports car, but luxurious. It's a Ford Explorer.
It drives really nicely.
It's very impressive.
I had no idea that Ford made cars with such good fuel economy and safety. I mean, this is really amazing.
The real party is going on down at your local Ford dealer. Stop by. It's the Summer Sales event, and you're invited.
Right now, get great offers on a huge selection of new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Ford Credit Financing, get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on a 2012 Fusion or Escape. Not all buyers will qualify. 60 months at $1,667 per month per 1,000 finance. Excludes taxes, title, and license fees. Excludes hybrids. Take new retail delivery by October 1st. See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer for details. Or visit driveoneohio.com.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. So happy to have with us right now the top dog himself, Hanford Dixon, fresh off the day of practice and had a chance to watch the workouts. Hanny, what were your impressions?
Pretty excited. It's always good to come and see the guys in full pads. First of all, it brings back so many memories of all my training camp days and laying on that wet ground and getting ready for practice. But once you get going, you're okay. But watching them work, Vic, I think they had a very productive day. I think they got a lot of things done offensively and defensively. And one thing I was watching I have an interest in a couple of areas. One is our new quarterback, talking about Wheaton. I wanted to check out his timing and his execution and the decisions that he's making out there with the football, and it all seems pretty good. I had an opportunity to look at this kid Gordon, and what a great
isn't he impressive?
Oh, he is very impressive. I mean, when you get a chance to see this kid up front. You'll see the size of him, the strength of him, his speed, and boy, is he going to be a great addition to this football team and to this offense. But I thought offensively did some good things. Obviously, that's what training camp is all about. You're going to do some bad things too,
yeah.
and that's
yeah.
what we do in training camp. Obviously, we correct those things. But and then on the other side of the ball, defense. I know Shelton Brown is still starting at the corner position, and just wanted to look at Buster and Demetrius, and just because I know they're trying to compete for that position.
Yeah.
But overall, I think sometimes in training camps you get what we call those dead legs, and the practice are not as good as you want them to be. But I thought the guys did well.
All right, you said a lot there, and we got a lot of ground to cover. I want to back up a little bit with Josh Gordon, and just seeing, you know, the physicality of the guy, just the pure physical presence, and he plays with a sense of physical impact. And you saw the collision that he had, that he won with Joe Hayden. And I mean, you're going to win that one when you're his size, and as talented as Joe is. This is a big man who plays, you know, fearlessly. I mean, with that size and strength that he has. I'm seeing, and I always hesitate with a guy who's never set foot on a field for an NFL game. Hesitate to make these comparisons, but I'm seeing Brandon Marshall. I'm seeing that kind of physical talent that could be just special, where you don't need to do a whole lot except maybe give him a few routes that he has to run, and create those one-on-one matchups. And at least early on, while he's still trying to learn this game, right, and he's trying to learn the NFL game, I should say, and this offense, more importantly, that might be a way to maximize his production.
Well, I agree with you, because before I had really had an opportunity to look at this kid, I was thinking, I heard he was a big kid, I knew, and then I was thinking maybe like a Teal or something, but he's much bigger. I mean, I agree with you. He's more like a Marshall. I mean, he's just his strength and his power. And when you see him with the pads on, but obviously, yeah, he's gonna win that battle against Joe Hayden. But I think the good thing is Joe will be the first one to tell you that he's glad to have a kid like that in
right.
camp, because what they're gonna do, they're gonna make each other better.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, they're gonna go out and they're gonna really work each other. But most important thing with this kid that I wanted to see is whether or not he can create separation between himself and the defensive backs, and he's able to do that.
Right.
I mean, we've watched it, we've seen it here, and again, Vic, I've said it all along, it would not surprise me, and I'm sure it wouldn't surprise you either, if this kid is starting for our football team.
Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us, as he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And then you talked about your place, that secondary, and paying close attention, as I fully would expect you to do, to the performance of Demetri Patterson, of Sheldon Brown, of Buster Skrine, of seeing how these guys are fitting into a competitive area. So what are your takeaways? The defense initially, I know, was ahead of the offense at the very start of this camp. It looks a little bit like the O has caught up somewhat, at least by today's evidence.
Well, they have, and normally they do, and we don't like it, but normally they catch up with us in training camp, and we're happy and we're not happy. But, looking at this team defensively, obviously we have the ability to stop some people, to be a top-ranked defense, especially with the leadership we have over there. I see there's a concern at linebacker. I'm just really happy to see that the kid, Johnson, is really playing well, really coming on. And obviously, he's got a long ways to go.
Right.
I mean, he's a rookie.
But he jumps out at you a little bit.
He jumps out at me a little bit. And this kid has the right attitude. I mean, the type of attitude that he'll do whatever you need him to do. And I thought it was funny. I chuckled a little bit when I heard him say that if you need me to carry the water, I mean, I would do that too.
Yeah.
He is coming around, and he's playing well. Getting back to that corner position,
yeah.
I'm going to say this. I know we just gave Demetrius a new contract,
mm-hmm.
but I honestly believe that Buster – is got the ups on him a little bit as far as that corner position. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, Dimitri, he's playing well, too, and both of these guys playing well. We're going to need all of them.
Right.
I mean, we're
right.
going to need all these guys.
Yes, you can't. The saying is true, you can't have enough corners. And I'm not saying that just because you're a corner. You can't have enough guys that play to the level that you play, too. So what about screen that strikes you?
Well, he's feisty. I mean, I watch his technique, and he seems to have really good technique and plays the ball well and really jumps in there and compete. And it doesn't seem to faze him if he gets beat by one of the wide receivers. I mean, he's got that confidence and that air about himself, and I like that. And I like it also, too, in Patterson. I mean, I both of these guys, but just right. seems like not a lot. I just look like to me Buster's got a little bit of an edge on him, and obviously we know Demetrius can play inside.
Yeah.
I mean, because especially in the nickel, and like you said, with the 3 and 4 wide receiver set that all these teams are playing with today. But and Hague, I mean
Eric,
oh my goodness, the young kid at safety,
second year man, and he's been making a statement, I think, straight through from the beginning of the off season workouts, then he's going to be a presence, and he wants he is on the radar, and make sure Osama Young knows that he's there.
Well, and we know as far as the safety position, the things you have to do is you have to be able to line up, you have to be able to get everybody else lined up, you have to be able to play the halves of the field, and this kid so far is shown that he can do that. I think yesterday made a tremendous play, interception on Wheaton in practice on I know he on one of the drills and one of the practices. So defensively, I think we're going to be much better than we were last year offensively. I mean, with the addition of the new quarterback, Wheaton, with the addition of Gordon, obviously Trent Richardson, who is just a beast out there, and also on the offensive line, this is going to be a good football team.
It really has the makings from it's youthful, but that young talent is definitely shining in big ways. Watching them work today, too, on 2-minute drill on the hurry-up plays, Brandon Wheaton looked very comfortable in a lot of the stuff that he was doing, even though he's had a lot thrown at them. They've all, as young guys, I talked about this with Bernie yesterday, too, on this show, Bernie Kosar, Hanford, that the amount of new plays that have been inserted just in a short amount of time can be overwhelming for these rookies.
Oh, no question, especially at the quarterback position, because that weight is on his shoulder. I mean, he is. Let's face it. The quarterback is the leader of the football team. I mean, he's the face of the football team. He's the guy that everybody is going to look. It's kind of like that pitcher. You know, you know, when you win, you get the credit, and when you lose, you know, everybody's
right.
looking at you. But Wheaton is going to make some mistakes, and he'd be the first one to admit that. But he's picking up everything quickly, and exciting football team. Vic, I can't wait. And I know when I talk to it about you, I just see you light up too. And you just can't wait either. So it's going to be exciting.
Every practice gives me that sense of encouragement of what we're going to get to see once this is all going and rolling on the field. But I'm looking forward to a week from tomorrow when the preseason gets kicked off and see what it looks like then. But in the meantime, we get to watch these practices and see the progress being made. Hanford, great stuff. I appreciate it. Always love having you with us.
You got it, partner.
He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us, as he always does. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Or get 0% financing for 60 months. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, get time, great food, get
Steak & Lube is opening their newest location in Lakewood on August 15th. Great food, fueled up events, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great time, great food, too quick to Steak & Lube.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Get in the zone.
Keeping an engine running clean and efficient is the best way to help maximize mileage. And regular oil changes are the best way to do it. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $21.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage oil for just a few dollars more. See store for restrictions and details. And for more gas saving tips, get to AutoZone today. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Roda here, and I gotta tell you, when it comes to getting on the road, I choose Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Right now, the summer clearance event is happening at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, so what does that mean for you? Well, check these deals out. Get the all-new 2012 Jeep Liberty Latitude 4x4, all leather, heated seats, power locks and windows, and much more, leased for only $269 a month for 24 months. Plus, listen to this. They have $2,000 off MSRP on every new 2012 Jeep Wrangler. Plus, all the 2012 Wranglers are available with 0% financing. These great deals won't last long. Take it from the road, man. Get on out to the all-new location now open at 310 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile and get one before they're gone. Tell them the road man sent you. Save big now. Call 440-232-2121 for low lease deals and $2,000 off the Jeep Wrangler plus 0% financing. Check them out online as well at GanleyChryslerJeepDodge.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hi, this is Muhammad Esquire, and you're listening to the Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, a fun, exciting, news-filled day for sure out here at Browns training camp. Lots of people around, too, besides those who regularly are around this team from a media standpoint. We had two guys from SiriusXM NFL Radio, two of my favorites, and they're two of the very best on that channel. And they are Pat Kerwin and Tim Ryan. And they were here, and we're going to sit down with them shortly to talk about everything that's going on in this team. The news of the day, the sale of the Browns, as well as the football of the day, and they see it. They see through it, man. Their analysis is very thorough. But before we get to that, we just want to remind you to join the Browns for Family Night. That's presented by Smuckers on Wednesday, August 8th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Watch the Browns practice under the lights while enjoying music, games, live stadium entertainment, as well as a post-practice autograph session and fireworks. Admission is free. For more information on how you can attend, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And, of course, this program is brought to you. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And this segment with T-Rock, Tim Ryan, and PK, Pat Kerwin, is driven by Liberty Ford. We're very pleased to be joined right now by two of my best buddies. We happen to be also co-workers over at SiriusXM NFL Radio. They are two of the very best in broadcasting, you name it. They do this show, Moving the Chains, on SiriusXM. And how many years in a row is this for you guys at Browns training camp? Because this is an annual stop for you on the way to Canton.
It's got to be eight, right?
8 years. 8 years. I was counting the hotels we've stayed in the area. And I know we had a couple of two times, so at least six hotels we've stayed in. So 8 years is the number for here.
he'll say hotel, I'll say motel.
I'll say no-tell.
Well, sounds like that was the lyrics of a song.
Actually, it can expand into that. But right now, we're at Vic's house!
In the house! So let me ask you this. Because you said something, Tim, at the beginning of this morning's practice. We're watching practice. And did I say who's here, by the way? It's Tim Ryan and Pat Kerwin. I don't even think I mentioned your names, but I'm going to say that. Tim, you mentioned that this was the best conditioned Browns team you've seen in all this time that you've seen Browns teams through the years.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt, and I don't think my eyes are deceiving me. I know last year was different with the lockout, but we were here 6 years before that, and to see this team and to see how guys have really changed their bodies. And I think you look at Greg Little, he looks completely different. He looks leaned out with more muscle definition. He looks absolutely fit. No fat guys, really, when you look at the offense and defensive linemen, for the most part. You look at some of the... Brandon Jackson, I didn't know that guy was that big. And that, I mean, he looks like Amon Green now. And I know last year he had the injury that kept him out.
Yep.
But really, across the board, the team, to me, looks very fit and ready to go. They look like they're well-conditioned.
Pat, what's your biggest general takeaway?
It's the youth movement of all time. We could have five rookies starting on offense here. And you have to have a mindset for that. As a fan, as a coach, as an organization, you cannot put five rookies on the field and expect great things right away. I think all of them have a chance to be great players. The quarterback impressed me today. The running back didn't do much because of the migraine headache today. But at the end of the day, five rookies means patience. And there's the challenge for the Cleveland fan. The Cleveland fan doesn't want to hear. We talked to a lot of them, you know, ourselves. And
right.
Patience isn't in their vocabulary right now.
And I agree with that, and we all remember the 10-6 season and all the excitement when Romeo was here and Derek Anderson. But I think the Cleveland fans are pretty resilient, and I think you talked about it yesterday with some of the ticket sales and some of the things that are already happening for this
right.
football team. And despite what now looks like the obvious and the real change in ownership, it seems like there's still patience and genuine excitement for this football team, just based on what I'm hearing and talking to people.
So you bring that up, and the process of that happening, it started last Friday as far as it becoming public and becoming knowledge to the vast majority of people in this building, certainly throughout the community. I want to start with Pat on this, though, as a former NFL executive, someone who worked on the contract side of this business with the New York Jets, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, player personnel, and very familiar with all the inner workings of front office. How distracting, disruptive, whatever it might be, because that's the question I keep getting. Is this really causing a big distraction? You've asked me that, but tell me about it from the other end. What are
well,
the concerns?
You know, you got coaches that are, you know they have to win to keep their jobs. That's not news to them, but turmoil like this can mean a complete overhaul. We don't know the aggressiveness of this owner. He's had a taste of it. He's been around the Steelers a little bit here. He's been ambitious to get a team. How anxious is he to make changes, put his mark on it? Ultimately, owners want their own people in the building. If he comes in here and over the course of the next few months feels comfortable and feels like he's part of this team, that'll be fine for everyone. If he comes in and says there's a disconnect, you know, there'll be a lot of changes. And a lot of places have made a lot of changes when new ownership comes in. I say to Tim every day, there's a learning curve for owners. And we don't like to talk about it as much as we should, but they have to learn how to be owners. And my suggestion to them whenever I get a chance is one or two owners that I have talked to when they bought their teams. I always say, just go slow. Spend a whole year doing nothing but looking. And many of them can't do that. So there'll be change for sure.
Tim Ryan and Pat Kerwin from Sirius XM NFL Radio joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. From a player's perspective, Tim, your former NFL defensive lineman, and I'm not sure if you ever went through anything. I'm guessing
well, the
you
Bears
didn't.
Haven't changed ownership.
They haven't
though.
Changed ownership in 1,000 years.
Exactly.
So,
well, they fire their own children.
But
Michael, go to your room.
But what can bother a player other than the obvious? You know, off-field stuff. I mean, would any business other than business involving you and your contract or a teammate's contract be bothersome to
you? Yeah, I think players live in a capsule, number one, and I don't think in their minds ownership change, they really understand, a lot of them, especially the young guys, what it means. Look, when and Pat just talked about it, if you don't win, there's going to be change. And when coaches get pushed out the door, a lot of players are going to be going with them. I think if I'm a player that's going into the final year of my deal, I'm probably a little bit concerned about the change in ownership and maybe the change in leadership if they don't win and if that happens. But I would say the majority of players, Vic, they're so worried about just getting through today and winning that one-on-one pass rush and trying to crack the starting lineup or just make the roster. I don't think players really project and think out too far in terms of big picture and how it relates to the organization.
Youth notwithstanding in terms of the growing pains that go with that, Pat, as you look at the sheer talent of the people brought in here, and I wish you had gotten a chance to see more, certainly, of Trent Richardson, but in general, I know you know what he's all about. Seeing particularly a guy like Josh Gordon as physically dominant as he has been ever since he set foot on the field from the first practice, your sense of how good this young talent can be, even if it's raw.
Well, we'll start at the most important position. The quarterback's going to be fine. And he has the ability to throw the width of the field and the depth of the field. And I think your secondary is already feeling his presence that way. He can get you out of the dink and dunk game and get vertical quickly, and has demonstrated even today in the two-minute drill. He did some nice things, deep shallow, deep crossing routes, down the sideline stuff, and even the corners are aware of it. So the quarterback, to me, is an upgrade at the most important position. And I like Colt McCoy, but this guy's a better player and a better field general. And when he ran that two-minute drill today, he just looked like he had a veteran presence already. And actually, I said to Timmy afterwards, this is a guy you've got to talk long and hard in that room about more no-huddle offense, not less because he's a rookie, more because that's what he's good at.
You're saying just because isn't it tougher for a rookie, though, to
But he comes from that world.
Okay.
He told me he threw 350 passes a day. You know,
this is a light load for him every day here.
So he
from Oklahoma State.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And so he's mentally capable of it. He's been doing it. So I think there's a reason to think outside the box with a rookie quarterback of what you have here. Now, does he have the targets to throw to? You mentioned Gordon. Gordon has really nice raw skills. He's going to need a few months of just physical training to sustain what he has to do in games. His legs aren't under him. He struggles a little bit with the press stuff. But when he is given the opportunity, if they play off coverage, which they're going to do because of Trent Richardson in the backfield, they're going to play a safety in, corners off. He's going to run the slant route, and he's going to break tackles. And when they play that a little tighter, he's going to run sluggos, and he's going to be a very good player for you. Greg Little got his body right, as you guys have said, so the targets are coming along. This offense features the shallow crossing route. And he's already better than Colt because Colt struggles height-wise seeing the shallow cross. This guy can stand over it and throw down at it. So I like that part of it a lot. Your linemen have endorsed Schwartz to both me and Tim as an athletic guy who's a finisher, who's, you know, a lot of right tackles aren't as athletic as Mitchell is. So I think you'll be fine. I think you've hit a home run on the rookies. But, you know, Dick Steinberg taught me every rookie equals a loss. Somewhere during a game, a rookie is going to do something rookie-like to cause a problem, a loss, offside, something. And so you live through those growing pains, but I think every one of them is an investment I'd make. You don't have a lot of guys on PUP.
Right.
You get the two defensive linemen that really count. We've been in places with 7 and 8 guys on PUP.
On your camp tour.
Yeah.
All right.
And you're practicing, and the guys that are going to play are practicing. Handling the probable absence of Scott Fujita, I'll turn this over to Tim, that's a problem. That guy manages your nickel defense pretty nicely, and he's not going to have him for a few weeks.
For the first few weeks. And Tim, I wanted to take you into that closer to the line area. Talk about what you saw, because some of the defensive linemen here, they're a little short on the numbers with just some injuries and so forth. That other than Phil Taylor, I mean, that's the major one, and we'll see how long it takes for him to get back. But beyond that, your impressions of what you saw, John Hughes out there, Billy Winn, the two rookies, and the others, and how the O-line dealt with them.
Well, I think that you're going to see, you're not going to replace Phil Taylor, and we've had players here today tell us that. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to hopefully get a combination of two or three guys and Scott Paxton and Billy Winn and John Hughes to all kind of fill that role from a package standpoint. I think Ruben is outstanding and underrated. And we saw him out on the field today for the first time, which is a major bonus. I mean, that guy can play. And He can shut down the run. I know your run numbers weren't very good last year, but people are running it at you 38, 39 times a game when you can't score any points.
Right.
So I think as the offense gets better, your run defense is going to get better, but now you're going to be challenged more in the passing game. I don't know about Frosty Rucker, and I don't know Frosty that well. I got a chance to talk to him today. And I know he's a little bit nicked up, but as a full-fledged pass rusher, I'm not so sure I see that throughout his career. You know, I think he's a 4 or 5 sack guy. Very excited for Jabal Sheard. I think you watch him and watch what he did last year. His growth and development physically, I think that's obvious. And looking at him, the guy had 8.5 sacks last year, and he was getting a lot of protection turned his way. So he's going to continue to get better. I like Billy Winn, liked him at Boise State. I think he's an overachiever. I don't think he's going to get you beat. I don't think he's going to end up in any Pro Bowls. But I think collectively, as this defensive line gets healthy, I think they'll be good enough. But again, I think the challenge is gonna rise up the better your offense gets, because they're not going to see a half a playbook, Vic. They're going to see a full playbook with teams that are trying to score points against them.
Could talk ball with you guys endlessly, but I appreciate the fact that you've taken the time to join us here. And I know we're going to, you know, reconvene over the weekend in Canton. Glad to have you around.
Can you bring your intern to Canton with you? I heard she plays golf.
She's not a bad golfer. You guys are great. He is Tim Ryan. He is Pat Kerwin.
Are you uncomfortable, Vic?
Sirius XM NFL Radio.
Vic, we're not ready to leave yet.
Vic, you're pushing us.
We're not ready to leave, Vic.
Okay, listen, you take the rest of the show. I'll go get a coffee.
That was the goal. And we're
staying in VC's house.
Yeah, we're in the house.
Thanks, Vic.
Thank you.
See you, Vic.
Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time.
Quaker Steak & Lube is opening their newest location in Lakewood on August 15th. Great food, fueled up events, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak & Lube.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
You need tires. You want a deal. You want great tires for less. Boy, have we got a deal for you. Free tires. Yeah, you heard right. Free tires. At NTB right now, with the purchase of a road hazard protection package and alignment, buy one select name brand tire, get your second tire free. Buy two tires, get two tires free. Plus, charge it on a Service Central credit card and get back $75 with a mail-in rebate. See store for details. Wow, that's $75 back and two free tires. Only at NTB. Now, and for a very limited time. If you need tires, you may never see a sale like this again. A free tire for every tire you buy. Pay for one tire, get two. Pay for two tires, get four. And $75 back. This is a limited time sale. Offer good while supplies last. NTB. A free tire with every tire you buy. Why in the world would you shop any place else?
Golfers, join Bruce, Chris, and me, Greg Brinda, Thursday, August 9th at Sweetbriar Golf Course in Avon Lake for the inaugural Hole-in-One Classic. Tee off is at 10 a.m. with the Hooligans and the Really Big Show broadcasting live from the Audi. Tickets are $150 per person and include golf, lunch, dinner, and a gift package valued at over $90. For more information, go to ESPNCleveland.com/Hole-in-One or call Sweetbriar at 440-933-9001 to book your foursome today. Hole-in-One Classic is brought to you by Sweetbriar Golf Course. Chilling the most, Embroidery Brooklyn and ESPN Cleveland.
And we appreciate the fact that you are spending this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here to the very top of this hour. Browns fans, last night ended our single game ticket contest. So we congratulate Dylan Cedar. I hope I pronounced that right. He's the winner of a pair of tickets to the home opener against the Eagles. Also, congrats to our grand prize winner, Susan Solik, who has won a pair of season tickets. Thank you to all who participated on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and on ClevelandBrowns.com. And also, Browns fans, unite! Single game and three game ticket plans are on sale now. This is your chance to purchase tickets for all the exciting home matchups. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com. We continue in our series of positional spotlights. Tonight we are focusing on the wide receivers, and I had a chance to sit down with Mike Wilson, who is the receivers coach for the Browns, and asked him for his big picture perspective on the wideouts.
Well, you know, I really do feel that, you know, the continuity, the consistency in the receiving core is there, obviously. We got 1 year under our belt, so this year makes it a lot better. But we're working hard. You know, there's room for improvement. We got a new quarterback, so he's got to get acclimated to our receivers. The timing and all the execution has to be a part of one thing. But so far, so good.
You got some young people out there. I want to start with the newest Brown, Josh Gordon, who's so physically impressive, Mike, just watching him work out there. And I know he's learning as he goes along, but the first thing that jumps out at you is how big he is, how strong he is, but how fluid he is.
Oh, yeah, he's a very talented guy that we were lucky to get in the supplemental draft. You know, we thought we'd get a receiver in the first round in this previous draft, and it didn't happen. We ended up picking up an excellent quarterback. So I'm happy with his addition. He is very big. He's physical. Reminds me of, you know, Larry Fitzgerald when he came out, and also an Andre Johnson. So, you know, he will, once he gets it, will kind of dominate and really can take advantage of corners because of his just size and physical presence.
Just watching him out in practice today, the one moment where he had the contact with Joe Hayden, and that was like, wow. And you know, Joe's an outstanding cornerback, but the physical size that he has, he used to his fullest advantage.
Yeah, you know, he's definitely a physical specimen, you know, and the thing is, just like Greg Little last year coming in, a young player, really didn't play 4 years of college, so the upside is tremendous. You know, guys like that have such potential, and, you know, you don't want a guy who's plateaued, but he's only going to get better. And I think that's the whole case with the receiving corps right now.
Now, as a matter of kind of learning things, because this guy did not have the benefit of the offseason program, so both from a physical conditioning standpoint, he's been away from football for more than a year, and then a learning standpoint, right? How does that come along, and how much can you sort of force-feed him so that he gets up to speed as quickly as possible?
Well, we're definitely got to accelerate on, you know, foot on the accelerator, but, you know, at the same time, it's got to be patient. You know, you want patience, you want a guy to build confidence and understanding of the system, and eventually it will happen. I mean, I've seen it in the past, so, you know, we just got to be patient with him. And speaking of young guys, you know, Travis Benjamin is another young guy we drafted this year who's been under the radar a little bit, but I tell you what, he's having an excellent camp. Has shown his speed, has caught the ball well, learned the system. I mean, he's going to be a great addition to us also.
You anticipated my next question. Yeah, watching Travis out there, I think he's been, in my mind, my opinion, the most impressive of your receivers. It's like every day consistently, like you say, getting open, catching the ball. Looks like he's made great strides, too, since the offseason workouts.
Oh, yeah. You know, you really look at the two new receivers, and you look at we got a big physical guy, and then, of course, we got Travis, who to me was the guy we had earmarked as just a true speed guy. But I tell you what, now he's come out in OTAs and now minicamp and has really surpassed our expectations in his ability to be more than just a guy who stretches the field vertically. He can catch the rock, go over the middle, is not scared to get hit. I mean, he's really is a great surprise for me.
Now, how about some of the other receivers? Of course, Greg Little, a guy who in his second year, and looks like he's changed himself around physically, just seems to be an impressively put together in terms of that. How has that been translating to what he's been doing on the field?
You know, Greg is a lot quicker, a lot faster. Greg came in last year as a rookie at 232, 231. Now he's down to 216, 218. So that to me tells me he committed himself in the offseason to working out, getting in the best possible shape he had. You know, Greg took every snap last year this time in training camp. Now he's, you know, not a veteran, but still he knows the system. And now it's a matter of him and the quarterback getting in sync and him just executing. But I think he's out to prove that he's as good as we think he can be and we'll have a great year this year.
With two big guys like Gordon and Little on your team, there are different ways, I guess, you can utilize them to have them on the field at the same time. I've noticed Little has spent a good amount of time in the slot.
Yeah. Well, Greg played that last year for us quite a bit, and so that's nothing new. You know, I think we talk about Gordon, we talk about Little, we talk about Benjamin. Then there's a guy who's having the best camp out of everybody this year, Mohamed Massaquoi. He's been consistent, caught the ball well, came in camp in shape, down to 204. So, you know, I'm excited. These guys are understood that, you know, last year at 4-12 is not good enough. What are you going to do differently? And, you know, you can only control what you can control. And these guys came in camp in great shape and great mindset and are working hard to make this team a winner.
Mike Wilson, the Browns receivers coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we are at training camp. And Mike, you mentioned Mohamed Massaquoi, and I think of the pride of all these players who were on this team last year. This was a much maligned position. This got a lot of flack, mainly, I guess, from the standpoint of people not only being critical of the performance of the players, but also saying, hey, what did the team do to even get better there? Now, we know since what the moves have been made in draft, supplemental draft, but overall, it seems to me like you've maybe had an advantage as a coach, that pride, that burning pride thing to prove people wrong works to your advantage, doesn't it?
You know, I think with Mohamed in particular, you know, you look at his situation last year, coming in with a foot injury, did not take a snap in training camp, really just got ready for the season opener, then had, a couple of concussions that were unfortunate, and then had his foot flared up a little bit. So he really didn't get in a groove or in good shape or good form last year, was kind of in and out. And so this year, you know, I say just forget about last year. It's one of those situations that happened. But I tell you, he's come back with rejuvenated, with a nice attitude. And I tell you what, he's made plays and has been very consistent out there.
Who are some of the guys in this group who've been somewhat under the radar? Who else should we be looking at that maybe has caught your attention? There's guys who, whatever category we put them in, but that are getting noticed in a good way.
You know, Josh Cooper's come in as a young man from Oklahoma State. We also have Rod Windsor, who was from last year. You know, unfortunately for Carlton Mitchell, he's had a calf pull, so he's not even out there right now. But you know, then we got some younger kids who are working hard. You know, preseason really dictates a lot for young men. But I think Cooper and Rod Windsor are going to be guys who are going to compete. And, of course, Jordan Norwood is somebody we failed to talk about. But he made plays for us last year. So I'm not forgetting the fact that, you know, he has a slight back problem right now. So he's just working himself back. But, Jordan Norwood is a very quick, smaller athlete. But hoping that he'll get it back in good form and get going. And, of course, Josh Cripps has had his back injury, too, and really hasn't had as many reps. So, compared to last year, I mean, we're loaded. I mean, we're six deep. And hopefully the competition's there to make guys really come out and practice hard every day.
Do you also see the synchronization between these players and a new guy throwing them the football in Brandon Whedon? I mean, I know they have Colt throwing to him and Seneca throwing to him, but Whedon being that guy getting those first reps, talk about that process of getting the timing down with him with a new guy.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, you know, that will play itself out with the quarterback, but obviously Brandon's getting a lot of reps with the first group, and it's important that he understands Mo and Greg and everybody and Benjamin, the way they run routes, and because there's little subtleties, but I think the timing is what's important, and we're, that's why we practice training camp, and we got a couple more weeks before we start, September 9th. So it will all work itself out, but I think it's been really good that he's been here, didn't miss any training camp because of contract. Was here for the OTA, so I think we're doing the best we can to try to get the passing game up and going.
And we continue with our look at the wide receivers position with the help now of Jameer Howerton, our own, who has an opportunity, or had an opportunity, I should say, earlier today after practice to chat with a few of the receivers, Greg Little, rookie Josh Cooper, and veteran Muhammad Masakwa. Starts off talking with Greg Little, asking him how today's practice went.
It was good, man. We got a lot of good work in, a lot of situational work, third down backed up, 4 minutes from 2 minutes at the end, and I think the offense really worked well.
Wide receivers have a goal each day. What was that goal that you guys wanted to hit today?
We just wanted to come out and catch everything and finish downfield with each opportunity with the ball in our hands to maximize, you know, the yardage on each play.
And just working with these quarterbacks out there, how's that been coming along?
It's going good, man. We're getting a great rapport with them. The timing's coming along, and everything's directly on schedule.
And Jameer Howerton, in talking with rookie Josh Cooper, was asking him how he's getting acclimated to NFL practices.
It's going good. You know, we're just taking it day by day, and trying to learn a few plays here and there every day, and see where it goes.
How are you coming along with learning from these veterans and in and around your meeting rooms?
I'm helping a lot. Yeah, there's Greg and Mother. They're great leaders in Cribs. If you're doing something wrong out there, they're going to tell you, they're going to help you out, and they really want you to do good out there, so they're on your side.
During 7-on-7, what's your main focus and your goals that you set for yourself?
Just winning, trying to win every play, trying to get better every play, and working different route concepts and different releases and all that. So.
And with these dog days of training camp upon us, have you got some tips from the vets as far as to keep your body right and tight?
Yeah, that's one thing I stretched. They said stretch every night and cold tub every day and just keep your body right, because that's one thing that's going to get you through the camp.
And that was, of course, Josh Cooper. Now you go to one extreme, a rookie to a veteran, Muhammad Masakwa, and Jameer Howerton talked with MoMass about how things were going out there today.
Well, we're just continuing to get better. And it's just fun being out here, fun competing every day, fun getting better.
What is the main focus? Because I noticed this year, man, there are not that many drop balls during the practice. You guys are catching a lot.
Just extra work on the jugs, extra work catching after practice, just really just trying to make sure that we pay attention to the details and that we really focus in and lock in.
Let's talk about that extra work after practice, because I noticed guys are out here working on the jugs. You guys are working with this, I don't know what is this little dual hickey with this pipe that we're standing next to. But let's just talk about that as well as the camaraderie that you guys are building.
It's a bond. Everybody's out here pushing each other. Everybody's out here. If one guy makes a mistake, the next guy's there to rally him up, just so collectively as a group we can all progressively get better.
And that was MoMass. Yes, as a group, collectively get better. A lot of pride in this group, and you know they got called out quite a bit for the poor performance of 2011, to say the least, but I think things are looking up. And again, you heard Mike Wilson, the receivers coach, at the beginning talking about that infusion of new talent, Josh Gordon and Travis Benjamin, and what they've meant to this group, along with the others that you just heard from. All right, we've got much more coming up for you. Going to answer some of your questions that you submit to us via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter page, and also the Cleveland Browns Daily Twitter page. That is Browns_daily for those of you who are following us, and we certainly want you to do that. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month, or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
And one and two and one and... Cindy?
What are you doing with your hands?
Practicing my ballet positions, Miss Fields.
Cindy, what are you holding in your hands?
Oh, just a cracker and my Jif to go.
Jif peanut butter?
Yeah, these individual cups of Jif make it easy to dip anything I want anywhere I go.
So Jif now goes with everywhere?
Exactly, Miss Fields.
Well then, Cindy, hold that Jif to go and pirouette. Dip and pirouette. Dip.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that, my friend, is why it's called a gazebo.
Once again, I find myself at Bonefish Grill for summer fresh catches. Tonight's protagonist, Lady Lobster. Her peak of the season succulents isn't around long, so I dive right into a bowl of authentic lobster bisque, fresh, creamy, and just $8.90. At the adjacent table is quite the spectacle. New England herself has plated a robustly chunked lobster roll, only $13.90. But I digress. For my grilled lobster and steak duet just arrived. A tale of forbidden love between a wood-grilled steak and cold water lobster. Along on this amorous adventure, a fresh Georgia peach martini. Too bad this summer lobster romance can't last all year long.
Enjoy all the summer fresh catches at Bonefish Grill before they're gone. Try our crab-crusted pompano or one of our grilled fish selections and signature sauces tonight.
So many choices, so little summer. Bonefish Grill, happiness here.
In Cleveland at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
It's time for the MMA Minute. Now, with the latest mixed martial arts news, here's the host of Inside the Cage, Jordan Sherwood.
After a week off, the UFC returned this Saturday from the Staples Center in Los Angeles on Fox. The main event features former UFC light heavyweight champion Mauricio Shogun Hua versus Brandon Vera, and a co-main event of former champion Lyoto Machida versus Ryan Darth Vader. There will be four fights total on Fox. Also in the news, current UFC middleweight champion Anderson Silva has urged for a super fight between him and current welterweight champion George St. Pierre, although that fight is unlikely to take place unless both camps can agree on a catchweight to fight and a date well in advance that would allow St. Pierre to put on the necessary extra weight to compete against Silva.
That's the MMA Minute, presented by McCarthy's Downtown, the best place to watch UFC 150 on August 11th with no cover charge. McCarthy's Downtown.
All right, little Earth, Wind, and Fire bringing us back. One of my favorites as a group and this particular song. And our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, taking care of the musical arrangements. Love it. All right, we go to this segment that we call Ask Vic. It is driven by Liberty Ford, as this entire show is. You submit questions to the official Browns Facebook, Twitter pages. You also submit to the show's official page. It's called Browns underscore daily is the handle, but it's the Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford Twitter page. Voicemails, too. We take those at 855-363-2459, 855-363-DAILY, or 440-824-6134. And we start out with Twitter Joe, who says that after a great 2011, haven't heard much about DeQuell Jackson in camp. How's he look? It looks good, Joe. Not much to say because the physical nature of this camp has been somewhat limited, other than what we saw out there today, Josh Gordon and Joe Hayden colliding, and Joe taking the worst of that one, the brunt of that one. But he got up fine, but I mean, it was a hard hit. But the hitting, even with pads on, under the rules of the new collective bargaining agreement, it's tempered. And so, with a middle linebacker and the physical nature of that position, I don't know that you get the full extent of what he is, what he does and what any of the linebackers do as much, other than their movement and their coverage. And all of that looks more than up to par for DeQuell Jackson. The fact that you just haven't heard much is not that he's not that he hasn't done anything special. He's just it's just not as easy, I guess, to gauge that. But we're getting soon to the point where we'll see in games, preseason game a week from Friday, the opener at Detroit. E. Frankie on Twitter asked how does the D-line look. I think the D-line has looked pretty solid, although there were fewer of those guys out there. Some nicks and injuries have taken and limited some of that. Tava Reuben back, but still doing a lot of running on the side, but he should be back to full form soon. No real issue there. But I think the young kids, John Hughes and Billy Wynn, have distinguished themselves pretty well. They've been pretty solid. Kenneth, via Twitter, will the backup running back from Toledo get playing time. And Adonis Thomas, you're talking about. I think he said he was amazing at UT. I think he gets a lot of work, yes. I think you'll see a lot of him. You've seen a good amount of him in camp. And he'll get his share of carries. I think they'll try to maybe limit the big load on Trent Richardson, knowing he'll get a big load in the season. All right, a reminder, tomorrow, big day here in Brownstown, the new owner of the team, the new majority owner, Jimmy Haslam. I know it's got to be officially approved by the league, but he will be introduced to the media. We expect to have him on this show. So all that and more for you. We want to thank we want to thank Hanford Dixon. We want to thank Tim Ryan and Pat Kerwin. I want to thank Jameer Howerton, Mo Mass, Greg Little, and Josh Cooper. We want to thank Daniel Lavelli, Drew Boatner, and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.